This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Fire G-Code, there you go.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com. Tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Check them out at operationparts.com. You looking to build up your rifle? There you go. Joining me again from the Arborless Quarrel, because once again, he's having to join me solo, because once again, the ever-present globe-trotting Stephen D'Andrilli is headed off somewhere else, is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir. Roger? Well,
hello.
I was just saying, welcome back.
Oh, I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. I'm here.
I know. I was just telling everybody that Stephen has left you again. And where did he go this time?
Oh, let's see. Another island in the Caribbean change. I think it's St. Martin, and he's going to go to St. Bart's, too.
Is he going to? How long is he going to be gone this time? He left me a voicemail saying May. He's not going to be gone until May, is he?
No, 2 weeks, though.
Yeah, okay. Anyway.
And I guess it gets in your blood. Once you're in the Caribbean, I know I was in the Grand Cayman. This was a few years ago, but it was nice. It was really nice. Laying out on the beach. I love the ocean. It was just great.
So, I noticed the one that has to do all the nuts and bolts of the legal arguments gets left behind, though. I do notice that.
Yeah, he leaves that to me. That's okay.
So,
that's all right.
What do you see in the nuts and bolts right now that you'd like to talk about today?
All right. So, the Kobe case. The interesting thing about Kobe when I read it was that I thought, this sounds like something I've seen before, several times before, as a matter of fact. We had the New York Safe Act, and we know that there was a lawsuit against Cuomo on the ground that the New York Safe Act is unconstitutional under the Second Amendment. And the guts of the New York Safe Act, of course, was or is the assault weapon ban. And we have a similar situation in California and also in the Seventh Circuit, which takes into account Illinois. But the latest case, of course, is the Kobe versus Hogan case that came down the pike just a few days ago when you think about it. And it only got a blurb or two in the newspapers. basically the mainstream media would say, well, look, the Fourth Circuit had made a determination that weapons of war are not protected, and this is consistent with the Heller case, and no one should have a problem with it. Well, I've got a real problem with it. I started to do some research, and I took a look at actual assertions by Scalia in the Heller case, and I took a look at a few other cases. And what is happening is to this country, and what is happening through our court system is an attempt to change the laws to basically say whatever the liberal media or the liberal politicians want the law to say. And let's put this all in perspective. Let's go back to District of Columbia versus Heller, because that's really the seminal case on the Second Amendment. And before we start analyzing any of these other cases that came up through the circuit, we got to take a look at what Scalia had actually said. And there's actually three basic holdings in Heller. The first one, of course, which most people know, is this. The Second Amendment protects an individual right to possess a firearm unconnected with service in a militia and to use that arm for traditionally lawful purposes, such as the self-defense within the home. There's a few subsections of that holding. The amendment's preparatory clause announces a purpose, but does not limit or expand the scope of the second part of the operative clause. Of course, the preparatory clause is the well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. But that is not the salient purpose of the Second Amendment. That's simply a qualification for it. But in terms of the Colby case, Colby versus Hogan, what you have to look at is actually the third holding. And the third holding is this. The handgun ban and the trigger lock requirement as applied to self-defense violate the Second Amendment. The District of Columbia's total ban on handgun possession in the home amounts to a prohibition on an entire class of arms that Americans overwhelmingly choose for the lawful purpose of self-defense. And they went on to say, and this is important, under any of the standards of scrutiny the court has applied to enumerated constitutional rights, this prohibition, in the place where the importance of the lawful defense of self, family, and property is most acute, would fail constitutional muster.
Now, there's a lot going on there. But when we look at the
cases that came up through the Fourth Circuit, through the Seventh Circuit, through the Ninth Circuit, it's as if Heller doesn't even exist. They give lip service to it, but then they ignore it. And when you look at the opinions, to the language of the opinions, they are contrary to the actual assertions of the Supreme Court in the Heller case. Now,
what we're talking about is issue of so-called assault weapons. And what the
assault weapon ban was in Maryland.
Before you launch into that, we're about to go into break. Let me get you to hold it right there about what the assault weapon ban was in Maryland. Arbalest Quarrel, you can find them at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at amaland.com. And hopefully next Monday there won't be a President's Day and I won't be speaking at an event, so you'll find them right here on Monday at Lock and Load with Arbalest Quarrel, which right now it's primarily Roger Katz. And you're going to be head and shoulders above Stephen on audio, Roger. We'll be right back.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, whatever you're looking for, you can find it there. If you're looking to equip yourself completely tactically, you can do it right there at tacticalholsters.com. Back to my guest, Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. When we left off, Roger, we were talking about Maryland and their quote-unquote assault weapon of war ban.
Yeah, and this is what your listeners need to know. When a state, and it could be the federal government, enacts a law, and there's a question as to the constitutionality of that law, then the courts are called upon to determine whether the particular law meets constitutional muster. Now, how do they go about determining whether a particular law is constitutional or not? The courts have developed a number of tests. There's two major tests or standards that the courts use in order to test the constitutionality of a particular law. The basic test is called rational basis. And basically what it means is this, that a court will ask whether a particular statute is rationally related to a legitimate government purpose. If the court determines that a particular law is rationally related to a legitimate government purpose, then it will find the law constitutional and any challenge to the law will fail. Now, when is rational basis used? It's used when a state or the federal government is making a law, enacting a law, that does not infringe or impinge on a fundamental right. For example, everyone who wants to drive a car on a public road has to have a driver's license. Every state has enacted particular laws that require a person be competent in the operation of a motor vehicle and through a test, a written test, and an eye exam, a physical test, and a road test, the state will determine whether that person is likely to be a danger to self or others on the road, or a perfectly acceptable driver. And that being the case, will issue a license. Now, if anyone were to challenge the legitimacy of a license for driving a car, that's likely to be tested under the concept of rational basis. And a person who would challenge that law would likely find that the court would see that the law is constitutional, as the courts give a lot of discretion to the states and to the federal government when you're not dealing with a constitutional right, a fundamental right. And in that case, because driving on a public road does not engage a fundamental right, the court will use the most liberal standard to test the constitutionality of the law. Now, when you're dealing with the Second Amendment, you're dealing with a fundamental right. There's another test that's used to that courts use to test the constitutionality of a fundamental right. It's called strict scrutiny. And what the court will do when a challenge is made, as it was in the COVID case, to determine whether a particular law is constitutional, is to determine whether the state has a compelling need to regulate enactment a law that will infringe a particular fundamental right. What the court will do then, once it determines that a fundamental right is implicated by the law, is determine whether the state or the federal government, if it's a congressional enactment, has used the least restrictive means in enacting that particular law. All right, and this gets to the issue of the assault weapon ban. Clearly, we're dealing with a fundamental right. Now, what we find is that many of these cases, many of the circuits tend to use a standard that Heller never talked about. As a matter of fact, Heller never talked about any standard. And there was a very good reason for that, because Scalia knew that under any standard, it's likely that a court would find that a ban would pass constitutional muster, certainly under rational basis, and even under strict scrutiny, because what is a state basically saying? Well, a state is saying that we have a tremendous interest in securing public safety. And the best way to do that is to ban all assault weapons. And that begs the whole question whether banning assault weapons is going to add to a public safety or actually detract from it. But it gets more interesting than that. Basically, these states have decided, and by the way, in Colby, the district court determined that the law was legal, constitutional. It went up to the Circuit Court of Appeals, but it was not an en banc. It wasn't a 13 or 14 judge a panel. It was a three-judge panel. And they found the law to be legal, but they said that the district court had used the wrong text. That the district court had used what they call, the courts call, intermediate scrutiny. Well, I'm not going to go into what that is, but suffice it to say that intermediate scrutiny was developed by the courts. It was a fiction. It was above rational basis and below strict scrutiny, and it was to be applied to gender-based discrimination, sex discrimination. Now, whether that brings in account gays, lesbians, transgender, and God knows what else, I don't know. But
let me get you hold on right there. We'll be right back.
What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty unlike anything you've ever seen. And welcoming new sponsor, Operation Parts.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Indeed. If you are building your AR-15, if you're looking to improve your AR-15, OperationParts.com. Go give them a look. Talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, talking about the Colby decision, which was the Fourth Circuit thing coming out of Maryland, the complete contravention of Heller, which they would never do that about Roe versus Wade, now would they?
Oh, probably not.
That's settled law, Roger.
That settled all. But Heller, oh, geez, Heller was just a bad decision. So we've got to repeal that, reverse it. And, of course, if Merrick Garland were on the court, that is exactly what would happen. But actually, Bill, the thing is, these circuits do not have to ask the Supreme Court to repeal the law. They basically just ignore it. And getting back to it, basically what the three-panel court in Colby did was vacate the decision of the district court and remand it back to the court to decide the case on a different standard, to use strict scrutiny rather than this intermediate scrutiny that requires a court to determine whether a particular enactment is substantially related to an important governmental objective or goal or desire. But be it as it may, the fact of the matter is, as Scalia knew, whatever standard is used, if the courts are not do not see the Second Amendment as worthy of protection, they're going to do anything and everything they can in their power to give it no force or effect. And the curious thing, what happened in Colby is before the case actually got back down to the district court, the defendants in the case, the governor's office, the police department, the big officials, the major officials of the state, they asked for an en banc hearing, which is a full court hearing of the entire case. And they felt that that would be all that's needed in order to nip this thing in the bud and ban assault weapons. And what is an assault weapon? Well, there's a whole litany in the code in Maryland, a number of weapons, long guns, pistols, even so-called copycat weapons, whatever those are, and large capacity magazines, what they refer to as LCMs. All these are illegal. Now, what's interesting, I took a look at a particular a paragraph where they said this. As explained below, we are satisfied to affirm the district court's judgment in large part, adopting the opinion's cogent reasoning as to why the FSA, that's the Maryland SAFE Act, contravenes neither the Second Amendment nor the 14th. There was a due process issue there as well. We diverge from the district court on one notable point. We conclude, contrary to the now vacated decision of our prior panel, that the banned assault weapons and large capacity magazines are not protected by the Second Amendment. That is, we are convinced that the banned assault weapons and LCMs are among those arms that are like, in quotes, M16 rifles, weapons that are most useful in military service, which the Heller court singled out as being beyond the Second Amendment's reach. Put simply, we have no power to extend Second Amendment protection to the weapons of war that the Heller decision explicitly excluded from such coverage. Well, that's very interesting, except the court never said that. And I took a look at what the Supreme Court actually did say, and it said this, and it was referring to an earlier case, United States versus Miller. And this is a case that's very interesting. It goes back to 1939, and it had to do with the National Firearms Act of 1934. And in that particular case, an individual who was transporting a sawed-off shotgun in interstate commerce was arrested. And the question was whether that firearm that he had in his possession fell within the purview of protected firearms within the Second Amendment. And in Miller, the Miller court said no. They said, we have explained that the sorts of weapons protected would have to be those that were in common use at the time. And what the Heller court, what Scalia said then, is we think that limitation is fairly supported by the historical tradition of prohibiting the carrying of dangerous and unusual weapons. Well, what Scalia was saying was not that the M16 was dangerous and unusual. He was basically saying that that's the common weapon in use at the time that would be used by what? A militia. Well, if it's a military weapon, that comes within the purview of the Second Amendment. So forget about weapons that are like weapons of war, like the M16. The fact of the matter is that weapons of war that can be carried, like machine guns, machine pistols, and assault rifles, like the M16, are perfectly legal, or at least it may be legal. The fact is that Heller never said that they wouldn't be. But it would appear to be that they might be legal because, as they said before, you have to read the preparatory clause in line with the independent clause. You can't deny both of them efficacy. And the fact is that the whole point of having arms, keeping and bearing arms, was to protect the individual and the state against the tyrannical government. And the weapons that were in use at the time would be those that would be weapons that the military had used, just as M16s would be used by the military today. Now, some people would say that what I'm suggesting is a bit extreme, but it really isn't. It's in line with what the Supreme Court said. It may be objected that if weapons that are most useful in military service, M16 rifles and the like, may be banned, then the Second Amendment right is completely detached from the preparatory clause. And they said that no.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. So we'll get back on that, the preparatory clause. When we get back, arbalestquarrel.com. You can find Roger, everything that he does right there, arbalestquarrel.com, on ammoland.com, and at the beginning of every week, kicking it off right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. This is, like I said, Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The spring flooring kickoff sale ends Tuesday. Visit lumberliquidators.com to find a store near you today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty that is unlike any other out there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Why is my shock mount making noise? Talking to Roger Katz from ArbalistQuarrel.com, talking about this whole Colby conundrum as we try to work our way through it. I'm going to let you pick up where you were.
All right. Thanks, Bill. All right. So, it's clear that Colby is going to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. The question is whether the Supreme Court will hear the case. I wonder about that, because, again, when I was doing my research, I found that there were similar cases that have gone before the Supreme Court in the last couple of years. And the Supreme Court refused to take those cases up. One of them was Friedman versus City of Highland Park, which also dealt with an assault weapon ban. And another one was Jackson versus City and County of San Francisco, which actually dealt with
the requirement that Californians must keep their handguns unloaded and in a locked box in their homes. And both of those cases were denied cert. And what is very interesting about that is that the Supreme Court very, very rarely gives a reason for not taking a case up. But Scalia and Thomas were absolutely livid that neither one of those cases, Friedman versus City of Highland Park or Jackson versus City and County of San Francisco, and by the way, there's a third one. Actually, there was an extension of time to file a writ of certiorari. It was the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association that also challenged the assault weapon aspect of the New York Safe Act. And will that go up on, will the Supreme Court accept it? We would think Scalia was alive at the time, but obviously, Kennedy must have been the swing vote who said, well, we're not going to take it up. Now, why did they want to take it up? Why? Because the left wing, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Kagan Sotomayor, they were all afraid of extending help. Now, what was very interesting, they have all these circuits that are basically reading Heller the way they want it to read it rather than the way that it actually reads, suggesting that, well, Heller only stood for the fact that the Supreme Court was saying that a total ban on handguns for self-defense is illegal. But Scalia and Thomas did in their dissent when the Freedman versus City of Highland Park was not taken up, they said this: instead of adhering to our reasoning in Heller, the Seventh Circuit limited Heller to its facts and read Heller to forbid only total ban on handguns used for self-defense in the home. All other questions about the Second Amendment, the Seventh Circuit concluded, should be defined by the political process and scholarly debate. But Heller repudiates that approach. We explained in Heller that since the case represented this court's first in-depth examination of the Second Amendment, one should not expect it to clarify the entire field. We cautioned courts against leaving the rest of the field to the legislative process. Constitutional rights are enshrined with the scope they were understood to have when the people adopted them, whether or not future legislatures or, yes, even future judges think that scope too broad. Based on its graduating appellate, the Seventh Circuit felt free to adopt the test for testing firearm bans that eviscerate many of the protections recognized in Heller and McDonald. It's clear that these justices would have taken these circuits to court and probably would have wondered if they should remain as judges. They absolutely defied Heller, which suggests either that they are not as bright as some people think they are, or that they're too bright for their own good and figure that they're going to do whatever the hell they want. And so they use tests to determine the legitimacy of firearms laws that the court never created. And they look to matters outside the law, such as political concerns, social concerns, newspaper accounts that have absolutely nothing to do with the law. And it's pretty clear to me that if one of these cases does go up, they're going to find that Heller will be expanded. And all these
so-called assault weapons will be found to be constitutional under the Second Amendment, precisely because they are military arms. And quite frankly, and I think what scares the hell out of Breyer and Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Kagan and perhaps even Kennedy is the fact that Scalia would have Thomas could conceivably say that fully automatic rifles are the traditional common weapon that are used for protection, that are common arms.
Yes, at war, but they are not unreasonably dangerous. They are basically the basic weapons
that individuals use. In fact, I believe it was Scalia or Thomas said that between an assault rifle and assault weapon, semi-automatic and automatic fire, one is not appreciably faster than the other anyway. But it's very clear that these justices are scared to death of that, and they don't want these cases up on the Supreme Court. Now, with Merrick Garland up there, there would have been no problem. But no one expected that Trump would win. And we've got Gorsuch. Now, I don't know Gorsuch how he's going to rule on Second Amendment cases. I know how Hardiman would have ruled or how Sykes would have ruled. I know that Gorsuch is a textualist and an originalist that looks at cases the way that Thomas and Scalia does. But I would be concerned. Nonetheless, I would tend to think that one of these cases is going to be heard. And I would tend to think that if Heller is not expanded, in any event, the cases, the Colby case, the Highland Park case, all those cases are going to be essentially
I guess we'll see. You think it'll wait till Gorsuch gets seated?
Well, the thing is, a party generally has, I believe, 30 days to file its writ on appeal. It could ask for an extension of time. Now, it's my understanding from what I read in the papers that there will be a confirmation hearing on Gorsuch on March 20th. That would be, you know, with the 30 days. So I would tend to think the plaintiffs in the case, which are individuals and a number of foundations and associations, will ask for an extension of time. And that once Gorsuch is seated on the court, the writ will be up there, and it'll be very important to see how these what the justices do. It'll be very important to see what Gorsuch does. So I would definitely like to see this Colby case up there, and you know, it's the saddest thing in the world that Scalia is not here, but Thomas is here, and Thomas, I'm sure, is going to have a lot to say.
We're out of time, Roger. We're out of time. Okay. We will do it again next week. Thank you very much. We'll be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.